Welcome to the From the Hip Podcast.
I'm here with a future star of the podcast world, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and social networks yet unknown. His name is Robbie Hathazi. Say hello, Robbie.
Hello.
We are going to bed early. Well, not too early, but not too late either, because we have a very, very special day planned tomorrow. Something that we haven't done in years. And I'll let Robbie talk about it for a second.
Well, tomorrow we're supposed to go fishing with my dad's good friend, Jim. So, yeah. I don't know where it is, though. I know it's a camp.
Yeah. Well, actually, this camp that we are going to is actually once owned by my parents and along with some partners. And this is a really interesting story and quite amazing how things have changed in our lives. My parents were always, well, my dad especially, was always a big fisherman, and he loved to go fishing and took us for many years camping. We used to go to a place on Whitefish Lake. We would go to a place called John's Resort. Well, one time, some news got around that this Finlander was selling his camp maybe a few miles down from John's Resort. And actually, it wasn't a camp. It was his house. But he had, I don't know how much it was, 8-10 acres, something like that, of waterfront property. So my dad, being the businessman he was, decided to go. He was already in business with 4 partners at that time. He had started it. And he convinced them to buy the land and develop the land into a resort, which is now called Come By Chance Resort. And that's what they called it as well, because it was on Come By Chance Road. And for years, my dad and the partners ran the camp, and they built it up from nothing. They had to cut down all the trees. They put up, I think, 8 cabins. They made trailer sites. They put additions on to the building, built other structures, docks, whole bunch of things. And they made a resort out of it. Well, my parents and the partners, things changed. They got older. My dad could no longer really do the work. And they sold the camp to an American who was out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And then he ended up running it for a little while, and then he ended up selling it. So the camp that we are going to, this is the long way of saying, the camp that we are going to was once owned and started by my dad and his partners years ago, probably 25, 30 years ago. And we had that for probably almost 20 years. And then they bought a land down the road again. They built a house, and then they sold that. My dad's now in town because, again, he was having trouble going out there and walking up the steep hill to go fishing. But he still loves to go fishing. He hasn't even gone for a long time. I was actually thinking of getting him to come, but it's just too late, too short notice. So Rob and I are invited to go out to the camp my parents started, and we're going to do some fishing. And Rob, do you remember the last time that you fished?
I think the last time that I fished was with my cousin Cody at Carlos' camp.
Mm-hmm. My sister's ex-boyfriend.
And, I don't remember what fish we got, but I know that I went fishing with him.
I think that was a place called Cloud Lake, and they had bass.
Yeah, probably.
And do you remember what we rode out there for fun? The jet ski?
I don't remember.
Yeah, a jet ski is like a snowmobile.
I know it is.
On water. Yeah, and then they were pulling us, weren't they? And some tubes or something like that. It was fun. Lots of fun we had out there as well. So I had grown up in a life surrounded by resorts and fishing and the outdoors. And Robbie really hasn't. He was really young when my parents sold the camp. Well, when they sold their other mini camp, they sold it. Robbie wasn't around anywhere near that then when they sold the resort. And now we're going back out there sort of to where it all started. It's kind of cool. Now I'm bringing Rob out there. That's what we're going to be doing tomorrow, and we are really looking forward to it. It's going to be a quick ride. It's about a 50-minute drive out there. And we're going to leave around 8:30 in the morning. We're going to get out there about 9:30. And the boys are going to go fishing. We're going to pick up some coffee and maybe a couple of sandwiches on the way. And spend most of the day in the boat. I got to get myself a day license tomorrow. A daily fishing license or something like that. Rob, because he's under, I think, 12, he doesn't need a license. So that's where we stand. We're looking forward to it. And maybe tomorrow we'll do a reporting from out there, or at the end of the day, we'll let everyone know, let you know, how things went out there. Thanks very much for tuning into the From the Hip podcast. We're getting ready to hit the sack because tomorrow's a very exciting day. So, we will most likely, if everything goes well, be connecting with you tomorrow on the From the Hip podcast once again.